Father God, we thank you, Lord, for all things. Thank you for all your blessings. Thank you for your strength, Lord, even this day. This is another day that you have made, God. Cause us to rejoice and be glad in it, Lord. That we may relish all the things that pertain to you and the kingdom of God, and not the things of this world. Lord, we know those things will perish. It will perish, Lord, because you even spoke it, Lord, even from the beginning of time, Lord. That the foundations of the earth were built by the word of God, Lord. By the word of God they stand. So even so we stand, Lord, upon your word, because we know it's truth. We know it's truth. And it will give us life. Give us life, Lord. We thank you for the life through the word of God. Yeah, so we just want to continue to talk about this country. And you know, because this is a country that we live in, and when we see all the abominations daily, you know, that presence that's present. You know, before the Lord, you know, it's a day by day thing. As you go out, and you see the people that are living contrary to the will of God, you know, and especially in summertime, so the devil's really like revealing himself, you know, and all manner of ungodliness, you know, men and women, you know, performing acts, you know. Before the Almighty God, you know, that were forbidden, you know, from the end of time. I mean, from the beginning of time, actually.
Yeah. You know, even until now, God forbid these things. You know, we try to justify these things, you know, and say, you know, well, I was born this way, or, you know, God will accept me, yes, as I am, yes, if you repent. And that's the main thing. God will accept any person, you know, in any you know, position you are in, or whatever circumstance you're in. You know, God will accept you if you turn away from your sin. And as Jesus always told them, you know, go and sin no more. And that's what God's about. He's looking for that heart. He's looking for that heart. That heart that would turn away from sin and seek after the things of the Most High God. And that's all. And that's all he requires from us. And he requires this every day. Every day, every day. You know. Even the church has become a den of thieves. You know, men seeking, you know, to men and women, you know, seeking to glorify themselves, and the only thing they care about is money. You know, how much money they can gobble up their jets and their houses. You know, and their cars and their lands and, you know, their vacation homes. These are the things that these preachers care about nowadays. You know, their portfolio and how much money they can gain. You know, they're not seeking to gain souls, you know, for the kingdom of God, you know, but rather, you know, they're seeking all the pleasures of this world. You know, they're seeking all these things wholeheartedly. You know, and so they have turned away, you know, from the living God. Not even we got the little children speaking unspeakable things that when I grew up, you would never hear a child speak. You would never hear a child speak. I mean, unspeakable things. You know, and that's why this nation is an abomination unto God. It's an abomination. You know, you got a nation, you know, where the leaders are, you know, worshiping demons and sorcery and all these things, you know, that's an abomination in the eyes of the Lord. This nation must fall. God must come against America, and God will bring her down. He will bring her down. The judgment of the Lord is nigh. It's at hand. And we must turn away from our evil ways and seek the things of the kingdom of the Most High God. Because the wrath of God, God said, I come quickly with swift destruction in the day of my indignation to judge the nations because of all the polluted lies and all the theft, you know, theft. And all these things that been men work in the sight of the Almighty God. We're doing these things before God.
You know, we can do it in our secret places, in our bedrooms, in our homes, in our cabins, far off into the woods. But it don't matter. God sees all these things. He's God. And when we're going to realize this, there's nothing that's hidden from him. Nothing. Every deed shall be recorded. Every deed, and we shall give account for every deed that's done in this body. Whether it be good or evil. We got to wake up now. That now is a time of repentance. To turn back to the living God. Because he is life. He is life unto us. And if we don't seek him, we will die in our sins. We will perish. We will perish. And this nation will perish before the hand of the Almighty God. There is no justice in this nation. Only corruptness. From the least even until the greatest, they seek to corrupt themselves before the living God. How long you think God's going to tarry? How long will he wait on a slumbering nation? A nation that's full of filthiness. I was even as the dog returned to his vomit, and the pig wallows in the mire, returns to the, you can wash a pig, and immediately they'll go right back and soak themselves in the mud with all filthiness. And I know we love those dogs, but those things are an abomination unto the Lord God. If a dog vomit, he goes back and lick it up. And so is this unjust nation, building filth upon filth, corruption upon corruption, deceit upon deceit, lies upon lies. There's no end to the corruption that's in this nation. The belly is full of every filthy thing. And even the heart and the mind. Like they said, transgress all the word of the living God. There's no love for the neighbor. And they certainly don't love the Lord thy God with all their heart and with all their mind. But if you do these things, you will not sin against the Most High. You will not sin. You will not sin. But God is a just God. And he's a long-suffering God. But know this one thing. When he comes in his wrath, it will be a raging fire. It will be an unquenchable fire. Till everything is burned up. And woe to the inhabitants of the earth. The great and terrible day of the Lord is at hand. It's at hand. Judgment is here. Judgment is here. Thus the Most High God. And America will fall. America will fall. This is a woeful nation. A sinful nation. Corruptness is everywhere. Everywhere you go. You know, it's a shame that we have the word of God before us every day as a country. God's word is ever present, but we do not mind the things of God. We much rather go hang out on the beach. We must go rather go worship the sun. We must rather go follow after the filthiness that's in our heart rather than take time to pray and see
if God will forgive you for all your transgressions that you have transgressed against him, and where we have sinned against our brothers and our sisters, we must yield ourselves unto the will of the Almighty God and seek to please him in every way, in our comings, in our goings. When we turn left, when we turn right, we must seek to please him and him alone. And if we do that, we will do no harm to each other. But because we are greedy, we are covetous, we want to seek all the things for ourselves. It's all about me. Then we don't mind if we transgress against someone else. We don't mind if we step on someone else. We don't care, you know, who we have to murder to get what we want. You know, we don't care about the unrighteous judgment that's in the earth. They don't judge righteously, says the Lord God Almighty. But they judge for money. They judge to prosper. They judge for their own gain. And these things are not of God. Even from beginning of time until now, God has always destroyed a nation because of these things. This is wickedness in the eyes of the Almighty God. It is wickedness. It's a reproachable evil. And you think God will not judge these things? He will judge them. And we must repent. We must repent because judgment is nigh. It's at hand, says the Almighty God. Repent. Repent. The kingdom of heaven is at hand, says the Almighty God. Repent. And America will fall. America will fall by the hand of the Almighty God. The time is now. The time is now, says the Almighty God, for us to turn from our evil ways and seek to please him rather than please ourselves, rather than please this corrupt nature that we have within us, this old man that is corrupt by nature. It cannot please God. It will not please God. We must put on immortality, which is to walk in the Spirit, and the Spirit shall give us life. If we will yield ourselves unto the living God, he will pour out his Spirit upon all flesh, he said in these last days. Because God don't have no respect to person. He don't have no respect to person. He don't care who you are. From the lowest to the low to the highest of the high, if you will yield yourself unto God, God will deliver you from your sins. But you must repent. You must repent. Or you will face damnation, says the living God. This nation has become a reproach unto the living God. Every creepy, crawly, filthy living thing that exists in this country. Every abominable things that exists in this country. From the sorceries, from the witchcraft, from the devil worship, from the fornication, from the adultery, from the lies, from the thefts. All these things exist in this country even until this day. But woe unto you,
Woe unto you that do these things, because the hand of the Lord is against you. The hand of the Lord is against you to bring you to swift destruction. In the moment that you least expect, God will bring you to destruction. And we shall behold his mighty power. His mighty power shall be revealed. Even in these last days, says the living God. But we must turn away from our wickedness. We must turn away. Because the day of the Lord is at hand. It's a mighty day. It's a day of destruction. It's a day of wrath. It's a day that the Lord thy God will try everything with fire. And that which cannot withstand the fire shall be hewn down, says the mighty God. We thank you, Father. We thank you. We give you the praise, Lord. We give you the honor, Lord. We give you the glory because of your mighty hand. In Jesus' name, amen.